A heat advisory is in effect from noon until 8 o'clock today. Dangerously hot and humid conditions are expected across North Georgia. The National Weather Service says heat index values are expected to reach between 105 and 109 degrees, increasing the risk of heat-related illnesses. Residents are urged to drink plenty of water, stay in air-conditioned buildings, avoid direct sunlight, and check on elderly relatives and neighbors. Patrick Corr has the latest forecast all day here on Georgia 93.7. A Rossville man is facing charges after authorities say he helped an Alabama fugitive accused of sexually abusing a child avoid capture. Investigators say 41-year-old Jonathan LaCroix was arrested Friday in East Ridge and charged with accessory after the fact. Authorities say LaCroix admitted renting a hotel room and providing transportation for 66-year-old Charles Wayne Heiss of Geraldine, Alabama, who was wanted on a felony charge of sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12. The month-long investigation began late June after allegations of child sexual abuse were recorded in DeKalb County, Alabama. Investigators say Heiss fled the state before he could be arrested. Following a tip, officers located Heiss and LaCroix at a hotel on Ringgold Road in East Ridge. Heiss was taken into custody without incident and is awaiting extradition to Alabama. Rock City is releasing new safety information as debate continues over its proposed gondola transportation system. The company says the Austrian manufacturer selected to build the project describes ropeways as one of the safest forms of transportation, citing continuous monitoring, redundant safety systems, routine maintenance, and operator training. Rock City says it will soon release additional information on topics including noise, environmental impacts, and sewer infrastructure. The proposed gondola would carry visitors from the foot of Lookout Mountain to Rock City. Some residents, though, continue to oppose the project over concerns about traffic, noise, and preserving the mountain's character. A series of public information meetings are scheduled August 17th through the 19th in Lookout Mountain, Flintstone, and Chattanooga. We've got more news right after this. The world's longest yard sale returns August 6th through the 9th, bringing thousands of bargain hunters through North Georgia. Now in its 40th year, the annual 127 yard sale stretches nearly 700 miles from Michigan to Alabama. More than 10,000 vendors are expected to take part, offering antiques, collectibles, crafts, and unique bargains. In North Georgia, the route follows scenic Lookout Mountain Parkway before it crosses into Alabama. Organizers remind travelers that GPS can be misleading, and they recommend using the official route directions. Details on all of these stories can be found on our website. Check us out at discoverwalker.com. While you're there, you can stream Georgia 93.7 anytime, anywhere from your devices. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's on AM 1590 WQCH.